This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A national use of force expert testified that Aurora police officers Randy Rodema and Jason Rosenblatt didn't properly follow their own training in handling Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Mark Brown is a former police officer and now an instructor at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. He says the two officers facing manslaughter charges in McClain's death should have listened to his cries that he couldn't breathe. Brown says officers were trained that when someone is in respiratory distress, they check in on them and call for medical assistance. They did call for help, but when paramedics got there, they didn't tell them about his condition. Rather, they said he had, quote, superhuman strength. Defense attorneys pointed out that supervising sergeants on the scene didn't correct the officers and their behavior, and that the paramedics who got there also didn't act with urgency. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The trial continues tomorrow. Two new state gun laws took effect Sunday. One requires a 3-day waiting period before buyers can take possession of their new guns. The second new law makes it easier for people to file liability suits against gun makers. Another new law applies to traffic roundabouts. Drivers now have to let trucks, buses, emergency vehicles, and large RVs go first. A Louisville-based commercial space company has secured nearly $300 million in new private investment. CPR's Dan Boy says the money will go toward a new space plane and space station.
Sierra Space says this latest funding brings its outside investment to $1.7 billion, which the company says is a space industry record for a business at their stage of development. Sierra Space has been working on the world's first commercial space station for 5 years now and says full-scale testing of this inflatable habitat will begin by the end of the year. The company is also transitioning its reusable Dream Chaser space plane for NASA use in resupply flights to the International Space Station. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News.